Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And again, it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, in the Word of God, a time of worship and praise. Let's lift up our voices to Him. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for worshiping with us. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you can tell someone else about the broadcast and invite them to worship with you. I'll give you the contact information toward the end of the service. Well, let's begin this service with the Word of God. Going to Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 76. And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. Through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. By the time this service is over, we hope you'll be able to witness and testify that you have had an experience in the presence of the Lord. And I want everybody to pray that should there be someone unsaved in this midst today, that the Lord will use this service somehow to speak to his or her heart, and today will be the day when someone repents of sin. Isn't it wonderful? If just one person repented today, it brings more rejoicing in heaven than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. What a wonderful celebration it would cause. From the Sing with Joy hymnal, page 132, sing with us on I'm Gonna Rise and Fly Away. I'm waiting for the resurrection when I'll hear the trumpet sound. I'm gonna rise on that great day. Yes, when I see my Jesus coming, for heaven I'll be bound. I'm gonna rise and fly away. I'm gonna rise on that great day. I'm gonna leave this house of clay. I'll take my flight with Him to glory, and well done I'll hear Him say, I'm gonna rise and fly away. Though I am weary of the struggle, and life's burdens bend me low, I'm gonna rise, and that great day, I soon shall leave this world of trouble, in its sorrow, pain, and woe, I'm gonna rise, and fly away. I'm gonna rise on that great day. I'm gonna leave this house of clay. I'll take my flight with Him to glory, and well done I'll hear Him say, I'm gonna rise and fly away. is trimmed and brightly burning, waiting for the bridegroom's call. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise on that great day.
I'll join that happy celebration where those shadows ever fall. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise and fly away.
I'm gonna rise
on that great day.
I'm gonna leave
this house of clay.
I'll take my flight with him to glory, and well done, I'll hear him say, I'm gonna rise and fly away. All right, sing it.
I'm gonna rise
on that great day.
I'm going to leave
this house of clay. I'll take my flight with him to glory, and well done, I'll hear him say, I'm gonna rise and fly away. My lamp is trimmed and brightly burning, waiting for the bridegroom's call.
I'm gonna rise
on that great day. I'll join the happy celebration where no shadows ever fall. I'm gonna rise
and fly away.
Sing it now. I'm going to rise
on that great day.
I'm going to leave
this house of clay.
I'll take my flight with him to glory, and well done, I'll hear him say, I'm gonna rise
and fly away.
Well, that's one you don't hear very often, but it's scriptural. Paul said that the trumpet of God would sound, the dead in Christ would rise first. We which are alive and remain would be caught up together to meet them in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. It won't be an airplane ride, but it'll be a plain air ride when we rise and fly away. The precious promise before we pray today comes from Hebrews 13:5. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. What a wonderful promise from the Word of God. Let's bring our request to the altar. Join with us now in a great time of concert prayer. You pour your heart out, I'll pour my heart out. Others can pour their heart out. And we're just going to link our voices to God, and we're going to link our faith together and believe that the Lord's going to hear and answer those prayers. Father, we thank you today for the wonderful promises in God's Word. Lord, help us to be content with such things as we have. And Lord, I'm just thankful today that you promised never to leave us nor forsake us, but to go with us all the way, even unto the end. And Lord, across this vast audience today, many are praying, many are seeking you, many are mentioning their requests, Lord. Many things, Lord, that we could mention to pray about, and the list continues to go. I pray in the name of Jesus today for an outpouring of your Spirit upon this broadcast service today and upon all these that are worshiping with us. And I pray, Lord, that should there be someone unsaved, you'll speak to their heart, and today will be the day that many repent. Lord, I know that you're willing to forgive them. You're more willing to save them than most people are to be saved. Thank you, Lord, for your love to us. Hear and answer every prayer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Worship with us now. Oh, magnify the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised. Oh,
magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
And as we continue to flow with the Spirit, I think we're just going to sing another and give you the contact information at the end. Let's continue to worship the Lord. Here's another song of victory. I know my Lord's going to lead me out. We're going to fly away and we're going to be led out. I'm pressing on through this world of care. Nobody knows what a load I bear. But for my Lord, I will bravely stand. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out of this pilgrim land. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out. I'm gonna pray and do the best I can. And I know my Lord's gonna lead me out of this pilgrim land. Hallelujah. He hears my prayer from the intercede. He is a friend everybody needs. He lifted me from sinking sand. And I know my Lord's gonna lead me out of this pilgrim land. All right, sing it now. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out. I'm gonna pray and do the best I can. And I know my Lord's gonna lead me out of this pilgrim land. One more time. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out.
He's gonna lead me out.
I know my Lord.
I'm gonna pray and do the best I can.
And I know my Lord's gonna lead me out of this pilgrim land. Well, if you know that, say amen. You might even want to slip your hands in the air. Now, if you're driving, you want to pull over to the side of the road if you're going to do that. But let's just give the Lord praise because he's going to lead us out of this pilgrim land. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the power of Pentecost. We come to you daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. If you would like to send a card or a letter, check or money order, song, prayer request, or any correspondence, send it to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I know my Lord's gonna lead me out.
He's gonna lead me out.
I know my Lord's gonna lead me out. I'm gonna pray and do the best I can.